97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, the west coast of Florida is about to get hit with what many people are calling potentially catastrophic storm surges. And I wanted to get you an update this morning on what's going on down there. We've got Michael Astime, who is with the Fox Weather Channel. And Michael, thanks for giving me some time. Where are you this morning?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me. I am in Tampa, Florida, as we speak. And let me tell you, it is raining cats and dogs right now. You might be able to hear that rain on my umbrella, but we're here and we're bracing for it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. Now, this is supposed to be a Category 4 by the time it actually hits land. That is not going to be. That's north of Tampa, right?
Correct. So what we're expecting is for Hurricane Helene to undergo what we call rapid intensification. So this thing is going to spin up and wind up real quick, and then it's going to race north of Tampa, offshore from Tampa by about 100 miles. So we're not expecting a direct landfall in Tampa, thank goodness. Certainly going to feel the effects with perhaps upwards of an 8-foot storm surge here. That would be on the highest end in parts of downtown Tampa. However, up toward what's called the Big Bend of Florida, that's where we're expecting landfall late this evening, about 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. So what, 7 to 10 or so Central time where you guys are at, is when we'd expect landfall. And get this, the storm surge could be upwards of 15 to 20 feet.
I heard that was described as unsurvivable.
Correct. Absolutely. And it's one of the reasons why mandatory evacuations for thousands of people along the coast have been put into place. And you just, it's literally, imagine a wall of water two stories high, and that's the type of storm surge that is possible later on this evening and then during the overnight hours.
Well, I know you're in Tampa, so you're probably not seeing the chaos like you are in that particular area, but I would imagine when you have a mandatory evacuation like that, people are trying to get out of town, trying to fill up their gas tanks, and it would be chaotic as you're just basically in dead stop traffic on the interstate, right?
Yeah, you know what was interesting? So initially where we were before was in St. Petersburg Beach, or St. Pete Beach, if you've ever been out that way. Beautiful spot to go to. I know that I have a couple of friends in St. Louis that'll fly on down to Tampa. And what happened was we were actually under a mandatory evacuation. We had a beautiful hotel right on the beach to cover the storm. And they said, hey, listen up, evacuation order is mandatory. Get out of the hotel and get to higher ground. And so we jumped on the interstate. And to answer your question, what I thought was the most interesting thing was it felt, I mean, don't get me wrong, there were a lot of folks on the roads, traffic was slow, but it didn't feel chaotic. And I think one of the reasons, I spoke with an individual here in Tampa at the hotel, and they said, you know what, we've done, this isn't our first rodeo, I think, quote unquote, is what she told me. But either way, though, I mean, for folks that are visiting, you know, you got a lot of vacationers, it does feel kind of chaotic. You know, you had a whole, perhaps a week that you were expected to spend in the sun, and now you're told to get out of your hotel room and, you know, kind of fend for yourself and head to higher ground.
I know. I had a friend who posted on Facebook 2 days ago that he had just arrived for his vacation with his RV on the beach.
Oh, no.
And, of course, had to stay a day and turn around and leave because you don't want to be there in those kind of winds in a recreational vehicle for sure.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no. Michael, now you're a meteorologist. You've been following a storm. Is there do they have a town in mind? Like, we keep referring to it as the Bend, but is it going to hit near like the beaches south of Tallahassee, or where do they expect landfall to happen?
Yeah, are you familiar with where it's called Apalachicola?
Yes.
In that area. So there is, you know, there's a window, if you will, a stretch of real estate that we look for. So kind of in between Apalachicola, Cedar Key area, kind of in between there is where we would expect landfall to take place. And then once that happens, and again, we're expecting that late this evening, I think the next big story, which is kind of being hidden a little bit, just because, you know, hurricanes take precedent, is the fact that it makes landfall, then this thing as a strong Category 4 storm, it doesn't just hit the land and then fizzle out. It is going to move inland, move into parts of Georgia, and believe it or not, We have places like Macon, Georgia, Warner Robins, that's central Georgia, that are under hurricane warnings.
Wow.
Hurricane warnings that far inland. So I think that you got flights from St. Louis to Atlanta tonight, tomorrow. I would bet my bottom dollar here that your flight's going to be canceled, delayed, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, well, we'll keep an eye out for that. Michael Estime, listen, we appreciate your time this morning. Be safe down there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Check back in. We appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, appreciate that. They've got weather people up and down the coast there at Fox Weather this morning. I was just looking on my map as I was talking to him here. So this is just where it's expected to hit land is just east of Panama City, Florida, if you're familiar with that area. I know a lot of people in St. Louis go down to maybe Pensacola and Gulf Shores, Destin. This is probably as a drive several hours east of there, just sort of south of Tallahassee. So they're going to get hammered this evening at some point.
Yeah, that's
somebody down there.
That's scary. Just waiting for it to come in. If you're not in one of those mandatory evacuation areas, I think back to that whole situation last year. I had just started working here, and remember, my family and I were going to Hilton Head, and Hurricane Idalia was headed that way, and the wind was whipping up, and it was torrential downpour raining, and we just booked it out. We were there for less than 24 hours, and we didn't know how severe it would be, and we didn't want to take our chance, so we just got on the road, and the drive out of there was terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
You're driving through tornado warnings. I feel for all of these people. Of course, you have people here in the St. Louis area who maybe had vacations, but that's a little bit different. You know, it's a bummer when you have to cancel your trip, no doubt. But you think of all these families whose livelihood is there, and they have no idea what they're going to come back to. There might be nothing.
I mentioned this before, but I've got friends who live near Fort Myers, and although they didn't have property on the beach side, they said that after that last hurricane that basically devastated the island, the barrier island out there, when people rebuild, the insurance carriers are going to charge 7% of the value of the property in for insurance premiums. Do the math. Every year, your insurance premium could be 7% of the value of your property. The impact of that is going to be huge. So a mom, you know, a grandma and grandpa bought a house down there 60 years ago and have been keeping it for the family all these years, try to rebuild. And while the property itself may be worth a lot of money, you know, they're not rich. And suddenly they're facing paying 7% of the value of that property to insure it every year. It's going to run those people out.
I mean, I've heard insurance is a huge issue there in Florida.
Massive.
And
Yeah.
It drives a lot of people, I've heard, away from wanting to live there.
It's going to, and I don't know what the answer to it is. Like, they're saying this is going to be catastrophic, like maybe one of the most expensive storms ever. And it's not a direct hit on the most populated areas of Florida. Think about that. Every time one of these hits, it's the most expensive storm ever. And the insurance companies are the ones that have to foot that bill, and they got to recoup their losses somehow. You can't be uninsured if you live down there. Yeah, I don't know what the solution to that problem is. I would love to live in Florida, but these storms, which have been happening since mankind inhabited Florida, since here in the U.S. and along the coasts, supposedly the costs keep going up. I don't know how they're going to deal with it, to be honest with you. But I'm sure Kamala Harris has a plan.
Well, holistically, Mark.
Holistically, Kamala's going to fix that. She's going to make it fair for everyone. She's going to charge people in St. Louis extra to pay for the insurance for people who live in Florida.
Quote, unquote, price gauging.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. She's going to be on top of it.
Get more at 971talk.com.